Each year, for the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, celebrates Mass in the city's cathedral, the Papal Basilica of St. John Lateran. Immediately following the Mass, the Holy Father processes with the Blessed Sacrament from the Lateran to the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Parishes, confraternities, and other groups of the faithful take part in the procession, which was revived during the pontificate of Blessed John Paul II. Father Joseph Kramer, the pastor of Santissima Trinità de Pellegrini in Rome, spoke with Christopher Wells about the event.
In Rome, it's celebrated actually 2 days. It's celebrated on the Thursday, and then it's celebrated as an external solemnity on the Sunday. And that's because today is not a public holiday in Rome, so it's a working day. And that's rather an interesting aspect of this procession. There's a Mass said by the Pope at St. John Lateran's at about 7 o'clock, and then after 8 o'clock, the great procession forms and proceeds to St. Mary Major's, which is about a mile and a half away, 2 kilometers away, say. And so it's a procession that goes for about an hour and a half. And at the Basilica of St. Mary Major's, just as dusk is falling, about 9 o'clock, because the days are very long here at the moment, there's a solemn benediction outside in the piazza. And it holds up the city. And I think that's one of the interesting things, because really a procession is really to accompany a dignitary of an important personage. And it comes from the ancient world when the dignitaries were accompanied by incense, candles, children scattering flowers, a canopy, all the external symbols that we have in the procession for the Blessed Eucharist come from the ancient world, and they were symbols, things used to honor a person. And I think that's the big message of the procession, that this is a VIP holding up the traffic today and moving from one point in Rome to another. And in Rome, we're used to the traffic being held up and the city stopping because either the Pope himself is crossing town in a cavalcade, or the Queen of Holland has come, or the President of the United States, and everybody grumbles because the traffic stopped. But they grumble less today because they know that it's our Lord that's passing in procession from the Lateran to St. Mary Major's. And the fact that the Pope is the first person that's following the monstrance gives you an indication that here we've got somebody more important than the Pope in Rome, and that's our Lord himself who's being carried in procession with all the honors due, all the honors possible.
And Father, you mentioned that this really involves the whole city of Rome. Can you talk a little bit about the participation of the people and the different groups in the Mass and procession this evening?
Yes, all the parishes go. Every parish goes with a group of laity. The parish priests all go and all wear their stoles and form a great block of the clergy. And then the confraternities are present. And there are lots of confraternities in Rome, all very venerable institutions going back hundreds of years. And they wear their distinctive habits and form part of this great procession. When the first people arrive at St. Mary Major's, some people are still leaving the Basilica of the Lateran, so it shows you how many people are involved. And then other people line the streets behind the barricades, watching the whole thing. So it's a big event. It's thousands of people. So it's a big day. I mean, the Blessed Sacrament really is honored twice, really, with 2 days, two big days, the Thursday and the following Sunday. It's for a practical reason, because as big as the thing is in Rome on the Thursday, not everyone can participate because most people are working on Thursday. And that's why the procession is a big statement, because it's blocking the traffic of people coming home from work. And so it's a good thing, really, because it makes people think about what day it is and what's happening. It's a reminder of the Feast of Corpus Christi.
In fact, it really is a statement about the importance of bringing Christ into the world and allowing him to be seen as the source and summit of the Catholic faith, as Vatican II says.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the symbolism of walking behind the Blessed Sacrament is rather beautiful, because it means you want to walk in the ways of the Lord, to follow him in everything. It's a symbolic way of saying, in my life, I'm following Christ. So that's another aspect of it, which I think is rather important.